In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I love it when Epiphany falls on a Sunday. Doesn't happen very often, every 5 or 7 years or 6 years, depending on when leap year is. So I was thinking about this wonderful story this week. A memory came to mind, one of my favorite memories of our older son, when he was about 4 years old. We were living in Maine, and one day, walking around upstairs, we realized he had taken all his clothes out and made this huge mound on his little single bed. So there was this mountain of clothes, and he was standing on top of it. So we kind of wondered what he was doing. And in a loud voice, Franklin said, "I am going on an adventure." So he stood on that mountain of clothes, kind of like a sailing captain on a great ship, ready for whatever might come. Today, we have heard one of the greatest adventure stories in the Bible. One clear night, wise men who have been watching the sky and who interpret what they see, they interpret the signs, they see a marvelous thing, a new star rising in the east. This star is not on any of their charts or maps. It is no ordinary star. It is a thing of wonder. And these wise interpreters of the night sky know that it signifies the birth of a king. We don't know what land they come from, only that it is far, far away from the stable in Bethlehem, and that their journey is long and dangerous. Their story begins in Matthew's gospel for us, but it continues in our tradition, in song and poetry and legend. Matthew only tells us that they were wise men from the east who watched the stars. We know they must have had some wealth to have made that long trip. Legend makes them kings and gives them names. In the West, they are known as Caspar, Melchior, Balthazar. These three are in every Christmas pageant and every Epiphany pageant. How many of you out there in your life have been a king or a queen in a pageant? Raise your hands. Oh, pretty good number. They also figure in a wonderful musical, some of you may know, A Mall and the Night Visitor. And in one of my favorite Christmas TV shows from my youth, The Little Drummer Boy. And in the hymn we sang at the opening of the service, We Three Kings, the poetry of T.S. Eliot, and many other places. These wise men travel far, and they travel by night through foreign lands to find the king that was powerful enough to birth a star. And it must have been a difficult and dangerous trip. They didn't know where they were going. Only a great longing in them to see this new king. Only a great longing to understand something of this divine mystery could have kept them going for so far and so long a trip. And as we know, they bring gifts with them, gifts that are fit for a king. Gold and frankincense and myrrh. We love this story, this amazing adventure story that ends at the cradle. Maybe one reason we love it is that we also long for the light that shines in the darkness, to show us our way. Maybe we love this story because we also long to be called out of our ordinary lives into the divine mystery. Epiphany is about light shining in the darkness, showing us the way forward. Epiphany is about people from far away, people very different from us, coming to us and bringing news of God's work that's happening right before our eyes that we might not see. Epiphany is about God's glory showing forth for those who have eyes to see. One of my favorite Epiphany hymns is the one we just sang for the sequence hymn, Brightest and Best of the Sons of the Morning. And the person who wrote the words to that hymn was one who traveled far to see and share God's glory in his life. He was born in the late 1700s. His name was the Reverend Reginald Heber, and he was both a priest and then a bishop. He also wrote a hymn that probably most of you know, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. He wrote the words to that, which is our best known Trinitarian hymn in the hymnal. In all, he wrote 57 hymns. He was educated at Oxford and known as a poet, but he gave his life to travel and to minister in foreign lands under harsh conditions. In 1823, he became Bishop of India. And as bishop in India, he criticized the English colonials who were mistreating the native Indian workers and who were refusing to promote them to the more important positions. Bishop Reginald ordained the first Indian to holy orders. And although he died suddenly after only 3 years as bishop, he is still remembered with statues in India and in England for his compassionate and bold ministry. Bishop Reginald knew that to follow the star to foreign lands was risky, and at times he may have wondered if he was following the right path. Wise men followed the light of a star, but their journey was a journey in darkness and full of mystery. So today we begin the season of Epiphany, which this year is particularly long. Epiphany lasts until Ash Wednesday, and this year Epiphany goes all the way through the end of February. So as we go forward together in this season of Epiphany, remember that God is always with us. Whether our path is lit by a star, or whether we travel in darkness. Another person who gave years of her life to minister with the poor in India was an academic and a poet, Minnie Louise Haskins, a little bit later in time than Bishop Heber. And she wrote these words, which many of you will have heard before. I think they are good for the beginning of the year. They are good for any time. I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." Amen.